Task 4. You will hear the same A&E doctor telling a colleague what is going to happen to the patient now. For questions 16 to 20, complete the 5 gaps in the treatment plan below. First, you will have 1 minute to study the task below. Then you will hear the recording twice. After the second listening, you will have 1 minute to finalise your answers.
So, the good news is that we've got the scans back, and although it looks like there is some damage to Christopher's brain, I'm relieved to say that it's nothing like as severe as we feared when he was brought in. The neurologist thinks that if he gets the right treatment and lots of bed rest, he'll be fine. The plan is to take Christopher off the ventilator at 2 o'clock to ascertain whether he can breathe for himself. If that's the case, and he remains stable, we'll send him to the high dependency unit. He'll stay there for 48 hours for observation. It's crucial that when he goes to HDU, the head of the bed is slightly elevated at all times, so that his head is higher than his feet, and that his spine is kept straight. He'll also be on restricted fluids for 72 hours to reduce the risk of any further swelling to the brain. The neurologist says Christopher will probably be suffering with bad headaches for the next week or so, so he'll be prescribed painkillers which he will need to take 4 hourly.
Now listen again.
So, the good news is that we've got the scans back, and although it looks like there is some damage to Christopher's brain, I'm relieved to say that it's nothing like as severe as we feared when he was brought in. The neurologist thinks that if he gets the right treatment and lots of bed rest, he'll be fine. The plan is to take Christopher off the ventilator at 2 o'clock to ascertain whether he can breathe for himself. If that's the case, and he remains stable, we'll send him to the high dependency unit. He'll stay there for 48 hours for observation. It's crucial that when he goes to HDU, the head of the bed is slightly elevated at all times, so that his head is higher than his feet, and that his spine is kept straight. He'll also be on restricted fluids for 72 hours to reduce the risk of any further swelling to the brain. The neurologist says Christopher will probably be suffering with bad headaches for the next week or so, so he'll be prescribed painkillers which he will need to take 4 hourly.
That is the end of task 4.